Check out 4thandflex.com, where you can find our YouTube channel, become a subscriber, and you could win free prizes such as signed jerseys and anything in between. That's 4thandflex.com. Follow us on YouTube. Subscribe to your boys. Enjoy the show.
Rudy, Rudy, Rudy.
Let's give the little guy a shot. Lights, camera, action. We are back. Welcome to 4th and Flicks, your sports movie review podcast. After the confetti falls and the Super Bowl trophy has been won, your fantasy football podcast morphs into your sports movie review super show. I'm Bandy. That's Trey. This is 4th and Flicks. What's happening, buddy?
What's going on, man? What's going on? You know, just another week, another good movie to review. We got Rudy on here in honor of St. Patrick's Day coming up on Monday. So,
yeah,
we're ready for it.
Yeah, yeah. This was marked on the calendar. We knew St. Patty's Day was coming, so we knew we had to give the Fighting Irish a shot. Yes, sir. I like it. I like it. Fortnite Gaming popping, 212 popping in saying, hey, what's happening, buddy? What's happening? Soothing Ear Story says, Rudy, hit him with it. I like it. But let's go ahead and jump into it, buddy. The movie obviously is Rudy, 1993. So we're going back some ways, my friend. Sure. Directed by Dave Anspaugh. The box office, $22.8 million U.S. dollars. Star actors in this film, we got Sean Astin, Jon Favreau, Vince Vaughn. I mean, he maybe wasn't a star, but I figured you had to throw Vince Vaughn in there. Oh, young mofo. We'll get to him later, though. A 77% on Rotten Tomatoes. Not bad. Nominated for an Academy Award for Best Original Score.
Yeah.
There you go, huh? Hey, that's something, right?
Yeah.
still in there. Let's get a quick synopsis of the film. Rudy wants to play football at the University of Notre Dame, but has neither the money for tuition nor the grades to qualify for a scholarship. Rudy redoubles his efforts to get out of the steel mill where his father works when his best friend dies in an accident there. Overcoming his dyslexia thanks to a friend and tutor, D-Bob, Rudy gains admission to Notre Dame, begins to fight his way onto the school's fabled football team.
Yeah, man. And what a great movie it was, yeah. You know, honestly, you know, what was that? I lost my point there, but go ahead.
No, yeah, a great movie. Based on a true story, actually.
That's where I was going with that.
That's where you were going.
Yeah, based on a true story. And I didn't actually know that in the rewatch. When I watched it before, I didn't realize it was based on a true story.
I didn't either. It was actually based on the true story of Daniel Rudy Rudiger, who overcame multiple challenges to play football for the University of Notre Dame. The film undoubtedly takes some creative liberties for the most part, but it stays true to the essence of Rudy's life experiences. So.
Yeah.
Just like all movies, they had to splash their movie magic in there, it's based on a true story. So that's good.
Yeah,
that's good. Let's just hop right into it, buddy. Let's hop into an ode to remember. The first time you watched this movie, buddy, what happened?
Yeah, man, you know, sitting back thinking about it, I was probably around 12 or 13. And I just remember it being kind of a slower movie. You know, when you're 12 or 13 watching that movie, you know, it definitely has some moments that are pretty slow. But I did keep up with it. And I remember just really understanding the message and being motivated afterwards.
Absolutely, buddy. Absolutely. First time I watched it. This was the first time, believe it or not, I had never seen the movie Rudy before. My boy Trey gave me crap for it. So first time watching it, it was good. I feel like I would have appreciated it more had I watched it in the 90s,
right. But
I enjoyed it very much, man. Very much. You know, I kind of enjoy a slow burn like that for the most part, at least when it comes to my TV shows. Now, my movies, I feel like I need it to get there a little quicker. But when it comes to TV shows, I really enjoy a slow burn.
Yeah, man, and it does give you a slow burn, but, man, is it rewarding in the end.
It is, man. It's all worth it in the end, for sure. Personal favorite scene from the movie Rudy, Trey?
Yeah, you know, it has to be Rudy running onto the field through the tunnel, you know, and the whole crowd chanting his name. I mean, that's just so like whenever the his teammate comes over and he's like, "You should lead us out of the tunnel, Rudy." I mean, it just pulls right at you, you know.
It's crazy how they all were rallied and just were like, even the dude that was mean to him was like, "That was for you, Rudy. That was for you."
Exactly.
Okay, so I loved all those scenes. I feel like that was maybe too easy to hit you with one of them.
Sure.
Don't get me wrong, but so I tried to look past that a little bit. And so my favorite scene is going to be where they're talking at the lunch table and that blonde chick walked up to D-Bob and Rudy, and he's like talking to her and he's like staring at her. He can't talk. He's like, right?
Yeah. He can.
Yeah. And then he's like, "Good. 'Cause my friend over here really needs a date." And she's like, "Hey, hi."
And then they ended up moving to Miami together.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, he's like, "This is my girl now." Yeah, I love that. I love that whole kind of almost bait and switch they did there. That was 100%, 100%. Good. So we got your favorite scene. Now let's go to the most iconic scene. I feel like this might be easy.
Yeah, it's very similar to my favorite scene, but it's the end of that game when, you know, when they're chanting him and he gets to get in the game and then they all carry him out of the stadium. I mean, that whole the whole end scene,
yeah,
is just that whole, you know, Vince Vaughn finally, you know, realizing that Rudy is value to the team, and they you know, they don't do the victory formation, mm-hmm. and they get the ball because Rudy's a defensive player, gives him the opportunity to get in and get on the play, and he gets the tackle. I mean, it's just all laid out
for How about old Vince Vaughn looking like freaking young as crap, dude? Like, when it first showed him standing outside the car, I literally had to rewind it. I'm like, that was Vince Vaughn. Yeah. I rewound it, and I had to literally, like, walk straight up to the screen. I'm like, looking. I'm like, bruh, that's him.
Yeah, I was like, I think that's Vince Vaughn. And then, like, a couple scenes later he was in, I was like, I don't think that's Vince Vaughn. And then I was like, that's definitely Vince Vaughn.
yeah, definitely Vince Vaughn. Definitely Vince Vaughn. So my most iconic scene, and, like, I had one before, but I had to change it. And it was when the players lay down their jersey to the coach and they're like, "Nah, we need Rudy to play. We need Rudy to play.
Yeah.
I feel like that's ingrained in us almost. Like, I've seen that scene a million times before, you know?
It's like, Rudy can have my spot. And mm-hmm. then he's like, "What are you talking about? We need you." And the next guy comes in, "Rudy can have my spot, coach. This is for Rudy, coach."
Hey, Sir Bongs a lot hitting us with a super chat. $20. Drinks on me, boys.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, where have you been, my guy? Good to see you, my friend. Good to see you. Love it. Love it. Thank you so much, man. We appreciate that, man. Heck yeah.
Much love. Much love.
Yes, sir. Sir Bongs. We were just talking about you, actually, not too long ago. We're like, "Where's Sir Bongs, man? I ain't seen him in a minute."
No doubt. No doubt.
That's awesome, buddy. Appreciate the love. Appreciate the love.
I do want to say real quick, another scene that it's, I don't know if it's the most iconic, but it's a scene that I definitely think has an effect. And it's, you know, because he's constantly going to the mail and getting the rejection letters. When he finally gets the letter that approves, he doesn't open it in the hallway like he always does. He takes it and kind of holds on to it, really feels the moment because it's his last opportunity to get in. He sits mm-hmm. down on the bench, and you can just see the emotion. I mean, Sean Astin did a great acting job there. You know, when he finally reads that he got accepted, and it's just like everything built up. That wasn't even what he wanted. That wasn't his goal. Mm-hmm. But he finally achieved the hardest part of his goal, which was getting into Notre Dame.
You show right. You show right, man. That's funny because I actually have that also in there. I thought it was worth mentioning, you know, when he opens the envelope and finally makes it in Notre Dame, dude. So I'm right there with you, buddy. Right there with you. Sir Bongsalot says it's off season, baby.
That's true. That's
free agency been crazy, though.
No doubt. No doubt.
No doubt it has been, man. It's a wild world out there in the NFL. But back to Rudy, man. Let's talk about what aged the best in the movie Rudy, Trey. What has aged the best?
I got a couple things here. Number one, never giving up. I think that's aged pretty good, you know.
Yeah.
Gaining the respect of your peers, I think, is something that, you know, they taught in there that still holds to this day.
Earning it.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. And then also with hard work and dedication, anything is possible.
You're right. Anything is possible. You are right, my friend. You're right. For what's age the best, I put the underdog story.
Yeah.
Just straight up, the underdog story never gets old, man.
Never.
I root for the underdog almost 90% of the time. I can't help it. That's, you want it. You want the little guy to hop up and show the big guy who's boss.
Yeah. If you ain't got a dog in the fight, you're rooting for the little dude out there.
Every time. Every time. So let's get to what's aged the worst in this film, Trey. What are some things that just, you know, kind of cringy? What do you got?
So there really wasn't a whole lot in this movie. I mean, this movie was pretty well-rounded. But I will say, you know, prestigious schools being unavailable to the lower class.
I think,
didn't age very well, you know.
You're 100% right. 100% right. It didn't age well, like the lower class. Yeah, exactly. But a scene that I have for the worst is the controlling dad is the boss in the living room in the beginning when he was a kid, you know what I mean?
TV just and like kind of like the man of the household, you know, he runs that, he's the boss.
Exactly. Hey, Sir Bomzilat says past few generations could use some Rudy mentality. That's
no doubt.
Absolutely they can, my friend. We need some of that heart. We need a little more heart in the NFL. You know, you can always see those players that, you know, you can tell when they got heart, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Yes, sir. Let's go to, scene you could live without. This was tough for me. This was tough, but I'm going to let you go. A scene you could live without.
Yeah, man, this was a tough one. You know, a lot of the scenes felt really needed, but there was a specific scene that I felt like almost hurt Rudy's character a little bit, and I didn't like the way that was portrayed, and it was when he got drunk at the bar.
Yeah.
And he spilled the beans to the girl, and they could have spilled the beans a different way. You know, she could have found a letter from his other school or something, but the fact that he was sitting there getting slammed and he's got – the whole thing is based on this mentality of he's going to work and hard and do every little thing he can, that kind of person isn't going to be getting drunk at the bar. So I kind of felt like – live with that.
I like that. I feel like, why didn't I get that one, man? That's a really good one. That makes a lot of sense. I thought a scene I could live without was supposed to like when he's about to get on the bus and he finally made the decision he's going to go to Notre Dame, and then dad sits down on the bench with him and basically just starts just knocking him down a little more. The more I watch the film, the more that kind of made sense for the character. But I just felt like, dude, he's already been kicked so hard. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. And honestly, I could have lived without his girlfriend through the whole movie. Honestly, like, it really was unnecessary for him to have, you know, she was in their home when they were kids.
Yeah.
And then she like picked out the White House and picket fence. And I understand, you know, it was like that's just what everybody did there. Yeah. And they had to use that to portray that story. But honestly, that whole part of her dating his brother, ending up with his brother and all that stuff was just unnecessary.
Bro, yeah. What the heck? I feel like there was something, like there was a deleted scene somewhere that we didn't see where like Rudy goes apeshit on his brother, man.
Yeah, no doubt.
God. Yeah, bro. Yeah. Yeah. You know, at the end of the movie that where they're like, oh, no one has been carried off the fields in Notre Dame since 1975. After all those, you know, where they write stuff, I was like, and his ex is still a whore. Like, that should have been there. Yeah. That should have went there.
No doubt.
Oh, man. Good stuff. Yeah. Let's go to The Replacement, my friend. This is a good one. Last week, we had the same one somehow, some way. Let's see if we can do it again. The Replacement, which actor could have done better?
Okay, so, and honestly, you know, Rudy did a great job. Sean Astin did a great job in this role. And normally, we tend to lean towards just an idea of a replacement, not necessarily somebody that can do better. But honestly, I have a feeling this actor could possibly do a better job. And they possibly couldn't, you know, it's definitely a different time and they're, you know, they probably wouldn't have been old enough in 93 to do it,
but
this is one of my favorite actors and I think he would do a great job in this role. And that's Shia LaBeouf.
Okay. You scared me, bro. I saw a little sweat bead come down because everything you were saying made sense for what I had, but Shia. Yeah. I don't think that would have worked out age wise, but Shia LaBeouf. Yeah. Dude,
he's got that emotional, he's the little guy, but he always shows a lot of heart and a lot of emotion in the movies that he does.
Yeah.
I feel like he could have rocked that role,
for sure.
And, you know, I can just see like a vein in his eye popping, like, I'm going to study art every day. You watch, you know, I think he'd be a little more angry Rudy.
Yeah.
But I think he would do a good job.
I do too. That's a really good one, man. Shia maybe would have had to put on some weight, you know, just to get a little beefier.
The lineman, yeah.
Yeah, but that would be awesome. I would love that. Maybe they should I'm sure this is going to happen. Give it a year or two, but they'll probably redo Rudy, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's coming.
As much of a classic as it was.
Okay, so The Replacement, again, like you said, this is not an actor that I mean, he might have done better, but a lot of times, like you said, we lean towards an actor that we think just would be interesting right. in that role. Right. I've got a young Leonardo DiCaprio.
Okay. Yeah.
What's eating Gilbert Grape? What's eating Rudy either?
I like that. I think you would do a good job
of
that.
Right. Think of it. Young Leo coming in there. I mean, I'm not sure if the age there is also would be right.
I mean, I feel like it would. When did Titanic come out?
97.
Yeah. So, I mean,
He's on the cusp. He'd have to been like, he'd been out of high school for a few years and kind of went to college like Rudy did. And he was in his senior year. So, it was another 4 years or whatever.
Yeah, you're right. But I think that he would have done a good job in that role. And he probably would have had the look of somebody that lived in Indiana, you know, like,
yeah.
right there like that with the slick hair and all that.
Leo looks like he lives in Indiana. Yeah. But yeah, that would be interesting to see though, right?
Definitely.
I like it. So let's get to your favorite actor in the movie, Rudy. Who was your favorite?
Yeah, man. You know, this is the first time actually since we've been doing these that my favorite actor is the main character. And Sean Astin is Rudy. I mean, he just definitely stuck out as my favorite. Close second, I will go ahead and throw out there Charles Dutton as Fortune, the maintenance man.
Oh, yeah.
I liked him a lot in the way he played his role in the movie. Yeah. Especially, you know, when it come down to him, when Rudy finally quit and he was like, you can't quit, you know, like, I think he was kind of living through Rudy and even kind of being hard on him because he wanted him to succeed.
Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah. I love that guy that played him that just like at the end, when he's walking through the tunnel, the big smile on his mm-hmm. face, bro. Like,
cause I don't think he smiled, but you know, once or twice he was smiling when Rudy was in the locker room, mm-hmm. you know, doing the speech and everything, but
yeah, that's just, bro. It just like warmed the cackles of my heart.
Sir. Oh, yeah.
Seeing that big, tough exterior guy just hit him smile, just so proud of the kid, you know? Yeah. You know, you say Sean Astin was like, he was kind of annoying. Rudy, the character of Rudy was kind of annoying. There were times like when they're trying to work. Yeah. And like he's like doing that football play on the field and stuff. Like, bro, I'm just like, oh, God. It was annoying, you know. And then when he just started doing he was the voice he remembered from them mm-hmm. doing the talk show or whatever,
right.
calling the game.
But I'm just like, that was just all his energy and his enthusiasm and how much he loved that team. He could not stand on that field and not think about the games that he had watched and the experiences he's been through. He had to relive it because he just cared so much for it.
Yeah, you're right. I get it. It just, there were times when I was just like, ugh. You know, cringe. Just cringe. Exactly. My favorite actor is John Favreau. That's D-Bob.
I knew that's where you were
going. How did you know that's where I was going? Dude?
Because I was watching it literally, and I see D-Bob, and I'm like, that's Josh's favorite.
I love that guy, dude. Like, he's a little nerdy dude. It seemed at first when he pops in, he's like, I kind of felt like he was going to be that character that knew everybody, just kind of, mm-hmm. and that was going to be a good end for Rudy. He would have like a guy who knows everybody in the school, but turns out he's just kind of like trying to be a hustler a little bit, but he actually is just like afraid to talk to girls and stuff like that. Like, and like he's seen Rudy was like, he's looking around the classroom, he's like, that's my dude right there, man. Yeah. Look at that baby face, that's my guy, he can get me some chicks.
Yeah, and I actually thought that he was going to be like a villain, honestly. I thought he was going to be like the prestigious rich kid from Notre Dame that was like telling Rudy that he was never going to achieve his goal. But he turned out to be like his best friend. So I was like,
yeah, no, I like that character a lot, man. John Favreau, man, went on to do so many different things, but we'll get to that later. This is one of my favorite, I think, of our entire show. Let's go to the quote that lives on. I think I got a couple of them for this, buddy. I'm sure you do too. Go ahead and hit me with your first quote that lives on.
Yeah, so here's the first one and probably my personal favorite. Let me get into character here.
Uh-oh.
All right. We're going to go inside. We're going to go outside. Inside and outside. We're going to get them. We're going to get them on the run, boys. And once we get them on the run, we're going to keep them on the run. And then we're going to go. And we're not going to stop till we cross the goal line. This is a team they say is good. Well, I think we're better than them. They can't lick us. So what do you say, men?
That would be the talk show, the annoying talk show.
I love
part.
That part when he stands up on the soapbox, if you will, and goes in, man. I felt I was back in the locker room in the 70s when the coach was doing it. I could picture it black and white, you know. I really felt that one.
Man, you hit that good, bro. That was good. That was good. Okay. Let's get to one of my favorite quotes, and that is from the priest, Father Kavanaugh. It's, "Son, in 35 years of religious study, I've only come up with two hard, unconvertible facts. There is a God, and I'm not him." I like that.
Yeah, and actually, I don't know if you remember, but later on, whenever the priest is leaving the school, mm-hmm. and he's talking about going on a missionary trip, you know, out of the country or whatever, he's like, maybe I'll come up with a third unconvertible fact.
Yeah. Heck yeah, heck yeah. I didn't catch that. That's awesome. You got another one?
I do, and this is another, and this is like said a couple times throughout it, but really it's just the meaning behind the quote that I think could really you know, people could use in their everyday life. And it was, "Have I done everything I possibly can?"
Literally what I wrote for one of my quotes. I mean, that.
Yeah, that's all I could think about. You know what I mean? Because you think about all the things that you want to accomplish in your life. And you, if you sit down and ask yourself, like, have I done everything I possibly can? And if you haven't, then you haven't done enough to be able to say that you can.
And you can't, you haven't done enough to be upset about not getting it, I guess, either, right?
Right. Right.
I love that. I love that too, man. Like, he said it more than once, and I loved it every time. I was like, yeah, bro, have you?
Yeah, and that's what the thing is. He's like, you know, just getting punched and punched down and punched down and punched down. So he's just like, hey, have I done everything I possibly can? Because if I have, then I'm satisfied with my journey. But if I haven't, then I'm going to keep working.
I love it, bro. I love it. A story of a man who's like, that's what I want, and I'm going to get what I want no matter how hard I got to fight for it, dude. Like, that dude, like, literally uprooted his entire life because he wasn't happy with what he had going on there, and he went and he got what he wanted, man.
Yeah, man. And I mean, you know, it wasn't easy, you know, it wasn't an easy trip, you know what I mean? No. He was dyslexic. I mean, there were so many things that held him back, but I mean, he did it, and he did it by doing everything he literally had to do, everything he possibly could. You know, sometimes when you have a goal, you don't have to do everything and you can achieve it, but this dude literally had to do every single thing he possibly could to get there, and he did it.
He did it. He did it. Rudy, you're an inspiration to all of us, sir.
No doubt.
One last quote, and it's from Vince Vaughn. Last practice of the year, and this asshole think it's the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that was a good one.
I love that. I love that. Oh, Vince Vaughn, man. Dude, he's the same character in everything, bro, I swear, but I love it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and then the coach comes back with, if you have half the heart as Rudy had, you'd be an All-American.
Yeah, no doubt. And that guy was having issues, right? Didn't they say something about him, like, not, like, doing well? Like, I thought I heard the announcers say it when they were talking, like, that guy was having issues and, like, didn't turn out to be the athlete they thought he would be.
Vince
and stuff
Vaughn,
like that.
Yeah, 100%. And it's because he wasn't given everything, you know what I mean?
Need that heart, baby. Need that heart. But let's go to, I mean, we usually at this point would do the best song.
Yeah, I didn't find any songs.
I just put the band playing the Notre Dame song, bro.
The Notre Dame band. I like it.
They win this one. It's the score, the whole score, the movie magic. They actually was nominated for an Academy Award here. Normally, if there wasn't a song, we would skip this category, but I felt like that's what they got nominated for an Academy Award for. We got to give them a little love. You know what I mean?
No doubt.
So let's move on to, does it deserve a sequel, Trey? Does this movie deserve a sequel? And if so, tell me about it, buddy.
Yeah, so personally, I do not think this movie deserved a sequel necessarily. You know, it did everything it wanted to do, and it ended with all goals being achieved.
Yeah.
It was, you know, the underdog story, and then the underdog story was kind of over. I mean, I did kind of get an idea about if they did do a sequel, you know, what they could do. Mm-hmm. And in my opinion, it would be kind of like a Rudy, basically showing Rudy's family and generation, you know. Oh. So Rudy's an adult. He's got kids now. And, you know, because you see it in the end. And four of his younger brothers, he had a huge family.
I know.
But four of his younger brothers graduated from Notre Dame. Uh-huh. You know? So he started that legacy.
Sure did.
And to kind of show, you know, how, because, you know, you don't really see everyone after the game. You don't see everyone's reaction to, you know, finally believing in Rudy, because nobody believed in him before.
Right.
And it would just be like kind of him, you know, living his life in different situations and everyone just believing him no matter what. And then he like would feel the pressure of being believed in too much. You know what I mean? He's like, man, I'm tired of doing everything I possibly can.
Yeah.
And kind of working out from the other way. You know what I mean?
He got to wind back down, baby. People believe in him too much.
Exactly.
That's good. Yeah. okay, I also don't think it should get a sequel. It did everything it needed to do, had a great message, a great story, ended on a good note. Woohoo! But let's say this. If there was a sequel, let's say Rudy comes back to coach at Notre Dame, okay? It's based on a true story, so this is not what would happen. Right. But let's say Rudy comes back to coach at Notre Dame. He sees a young, short kid, possibly played by Shia LaBeouf, I don't know. But this kid, he's got heart, you know what I'm saying? Reminds him of a young him, you know? So he takes him under his wing, you know, and he just beats his ass until he becomes something, you know? And he does give him a shot.
I like that, and you could almost do it kind of Karate Kid style,
yeah.
Where, you know, he could make him, he'd be like, what you need to do, you need to come with me, and he takes him over, and he makes him work maintenance, and makes him sleep in the locker room,
yeah.
And, you know, paint the field, paint the helmets, you know, the same way he did it, you know, kind of Mr. Miyagi style.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then the kid ends up becoming a superstar versus just getting one play.
Right, exactly. Yeah, exactly. I'm glad you said that, because I've heard of Rudy. I knew Rudy was the true underdog story, you know, but I never actually watched it. So when I watched it, I was thinking, oh yeah, bro, he ain't nothing. Nobody's got nothing for him. He's going to come in. He's going to win the big game. You know what I mean? That's what's going to happen. But it was like 28-3 when they finally put him in, right?
Yeah.
Coach was still pissed.
Yeah.
Still, man.
Yeah, because, you know, like you said, you know, I'm not athletic. I'm not a big guy. And I figured out there's some things in life that you're just born with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you know, there's some things that are just unachievable to a certain level. But yeah. There's a certain level you can always achieve.
For sure. For sure. Absolutely. That makes perfect sense. Perfect sense. I'm just saying, I thought, you know. I didn't think they were going to put him in like, last game of the year, can't hold anything back now.
Well, I don't want him in. Yeah.
Yeah. Coach, man, come on now. Anyway, good stuff, good stuff. Let's make a real-life player or team comparison in this movie.
Yeah, man, this was super easy for me. I mean, spot on the dot, no problem. And that is comparing Rudy to Jamal Williams.
Jamal Williams with all that heart.
The man with the heart. And all the way down to the team deciding not to run victory formation so Rudy could get some spotlight.
Ooh.
Just like Jamal Williams got a touchdown.
Ooh.
The team, like, literally, it hit me as soon as the quarterback's in the huddle and they're like, what do we do here? What do we do here? And Vince Vaughn's is like, we got to get a touchdown here so we can get Rudy back on the field. And the coach, the quarterback's like, but the call's victory formation.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, we got to get Rudy back on the field. He's like, all right, as a team, let's do it. You know what I mean? Just, I'm just picturing Jameis Winston sitting there, you know, and Jamal Williams waiting to get a touchdown. So
perfect. That's freaking perfect. You are great with those, bro. You come in with some good stuff. I don't think it through enough. You know what I mean? Maybe that's a problem. I put old Deuce Vaughn.
Yeah, I like that too, though.
Deuce Vaughn, too. Little dude, but he's got heart. He's got determination, but they won't put him in the game.
Yeah, that's good too, man. Honestly, it made it all the way to the NFL. You know what I mean? I guarantee you 1,000 people told Deuce Vaughn he was never going to make it,
mm-hmm.
even to college probably,
yep.
And definitely not to the NFL. But guess what? He did it.
He did that. He did that. Great stuff. I hope to see Deuce Vaughn on the field next year, actually.
No doubt. No doubt.
Beautiful stuff. Now let's get to the Johnny Lawrence Award. Is the villain actually the villain in this film, or are they being gaslit, Trey?
Yeah, so again, with this award, you know, the first thing we like to do is identify the villain.
Yep.
Honestly, the villain in this story to me is every person that ever told Rudy that he can't achieve his goals.
Yeah.
And I would say that, you know, they're not actually the villain. It's just common to not get everything you want and you set your mind to. You know, most people don't have the kind of push that Rudy had. And so they weren't like being mean and trying to down him. They were just saying like, there's no way, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So I don't think it was coming from a negative place, even though they kind of villainized it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then there's his brother, Frank, who, you know, his brother, Frank, was just the villain throughout the whole movie. Even throughout when he did get in Notre Dame, you know, he still was like, you're not in Notre Dame, whatever. When I watch TV, I see a lot of yellow and gold, but you ain't in there.
Yeah, and you know, so this kind of leads into our secrets you didn't know kind of situation.
Mm-hmm.
But Frank was actually, Rudy did not have an actual brother named Frank. They made that character up to be kind of the overwhelming of everybody telling them that he couldn't do it all put into one person. Mm,
just wanted to really shove it in.
Right,
there.
Exactly.
Mm, interesting, interesting. Yeah, he was just negative the whole time, man. I mean, he, but you know, when that being said, when dude come running on the field, Frank was up there cheering with the rest of them. 45,
that's Rudy.
45, yeah, exactly, bro, exactly, man. And then Vince Vaughn may have been a little bit of, you know, definitely. Starting off, you know, I almost felt unnecessary considering how that whole thing, you know, ended.
Right. Yeah, it did feel a little unnecessary, but I get the idea. Yeah. You know, Vince Vaughn's the five-star high school recruit, and he's like, what are you talking about, little dude, you know? And then, you know, this ain't the freaking Super Bowl, you know? Yeah. You're playing like it's a Super Bowl.
Yeah, you're right. Good stuff, man. Good stuff. Let's get to a souvenir from the film. If there was one thing from the film, or maybe a couple things that you would like to take home and put on this wall or that wall or whatever wall, what would it be, buddy?
I got a couple here. First one, I think, would be Rudy's practice jersey covered in blood. I think, you know, that just would remind me, you know, that through hard work and determination, you can achieve what you want. And you're gonna get a little bruised up. You're going to get a little bloody. Yeah. But if you keep pushing, you'll make it. You know what I mean? That. I thought that was a good one. Yeah. What's one you got?
I've got the, you know, the Notre Dame jacket, you know, the Notre Dame jacket that his homeboy got him that was dirty when he bought it.
The Letterman, yeah, I got that on mine here too. Rudy's Letterman, you know, that he wore at the other school, the Holy Trinity or whatever. And,
yeah.
Definitely interesting. And then lastly, it's really just a brief moment there, but it was something cool that I think for even not just Rudy, but for the real life. And it's the Fighting Irish board that they slap before they go under the tunnel or whatever. I thought that would be cool, you know, with the guy getting his dukes up.
With the little dude here. Yeah. I like that. Yeah, that would be cool. I'd put that right on this wall, my friend, right there. I like that. I like that a lot. Where are they now, Trey? Let's get into where are they now. Talk about some of the actors and what are they doing or what have they done in the future?
Yeah, so I got Sean Astin here, you know, the guy that played Rudy. You know, most recently he's played a main character role in Stranger Things as Bob Newby.
Uh-huh.
You know, but I mean, he's done a lot of things. You know, at first I thought that like I wasn't even thinking that he had done any other movies.
He looks so different.
Thinking about it, yeah, he looks so different. And but actually, yeah, I mean, the dude's still, you know, doing well today.
Still putting stuff out. I was watching it with my girl, and that's how I had to show her, because she's looking. I'm like, did you watch Stranger Things? That's the stepdad from Stranger Things. She's like, the big guy? That's him. And then it showed his face. She's like, oh, yeah. Oh, you can't forget Lord of the Rings. You can't forget old Lord of the Rings.
Definitely not. Definitely not.
What was his name? Samwise
Gamgee.
Yes. Old Sam in Lord of the Rings. And then you can't forget 50 First Dates. Huh? 50 First Dates. You remember him in that? He was like the muscle head.
That's probably my favorite movie.
He's like talking like that.
Yeah, he's all roided out.
Yeah. He looked beast.
Hey, look, geek. Bouncing
the titties. Dance. Heck yeah. I love it. Vince Vaughn, we know all the things this guy's done, right? Actor, yeah, producer.
And he's been doing a lot of Netflix shows recently, actually, or movies. I mean, he's been putting out a lot of movies on Netflix that are actually really good, that aren't advertised very much. But if you go on Netflix and just look up Vince Vaughn, I guarantee there's a couple of movies you haven't seen that you'd enjoy.
I like it. Netflix is paying good these days, obviously, and there's a lot of freedom for the writers, from what I've understand, from what I've read, a lot of freedom for the writers to kind of go any direction they want, not to have a big, you know, Paramount or Touchstone just over their head saying, no, you can't do that, rewrite this. Netflix gives them a lot of creative, you know, opportunity to do things, and that's why I think a lot of these actors are going to Netflix, and they obviously must pay good because you know, people are doing it. Adam Sandler got a big deal out of them too. It makes you wonder, like, do they literally all their money from us paying $11, is it really making all these shows and like movies? You know, I've always thought 100%. About that.
Yeah, I mean, that's where it comes from, definitely.
Of the month, Netflix, how big is that check?
Oh, huge, bro. They probably got to get it on, you know, one of them big ones.
Yeah.
In the words of Happy Gilmore.
Cheesing, man. Just cheesing, yeah. Great stuff. John Favreau, D-Bob. Dude, I mean, director, producer. He's really done a lot more behind the camera in recent years. He was in, you know, Iron Man. He played, and I guess Spider-Man, the Marvel Cinematic Universe, I guess you could say, as Happy, which he did great in that. I loved him in that. But he's done a lot of behind the scenes type of stuff as of lately, man. Him and Vince Vaughn have always kind of been together, and it makes me wonder if this is where they met, even, you know? Yeah,
it's very possible.
Where they got the band together, you know, who knows? They might have been done something before that, but just kind of feels like it could be right.
Yeah.
Good stuff, man. Now, is this the main actor's best movie, Trey?
Yeah, man. Honestly, I think it's a close call, you know, and that might be, you know, kind of sideways to say, but I think that, you know, this is more of Sean Astin being the main character. You know, he's kind of the sidekick in a lot of movies. Yeah. But this being his main role, I think it's hard to say that it was a peak in performance. You got to recall to the Goonies, which he was kind of the main character in.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like all those kids were the main characters. It was hard to pinpoint just one, but I felt like if anybody was one, he was like the Fred to the Scooby gang, you know?
Sure.
And Scooby's kind of the main character, but it feels like Fred takes the lead, you know? So it's like kind of hard to look at it that way. And then also, I mean, Lord of the Rings, even though he is the sidekick, Samwise Gamgee, I mean, that movie's just so big that I feel like that's probably going to be in history as his peak performance.
You're probably 100% right there. Yeah, it's hard to compete with movies like The Goonies and Lord of the Rings, and you know, Rudy is a timeless classic. But as far as it, that's a great point, though. If you think about it, a movie where he is the main actor, being then it might be his best role,
exactly.
I mean, in that aspect,
right?
Because I'm trying to think of another movie where he was the main character, and I don't know if I, he's usually, you know, somewhere down the line,
yeah. And I feel like The Goonies is the closest one, but then you know, there's five of those guys that are all kind of
right
in the spotlight,
exactly. So yes or no? Did we get that?
I think no.
I think maybe yes.
You think yes?
I think maybe.
I don't know, man. I think it's Lord of the Rings.
I don't know. Let me see. Is it the main actor's best movie? Yeah, probably not. Probably not. It was really good, though.
It was really good.
Got to give it its respect, okay? All right, buddy. This is a fun part of the show for me, and that is the movie secrets that you didn't know, Trey. Give me some movie secrets from the film Rudy that we didn't know.
Yeah, so starting off, first of all, I didn't even have to do any research for this one because it was in the credits roll. And that's that the actual Rudy, the real life Rudy, was an actor in the show, and he was a fan in the stands. He actually sat next to the dad, and he kind of did like a wink and a wave to him, you know, when they were cheering on and Rudy got in the game. The real Rudy was up there with him.
I read something about that previously, but I didn't catch it live when it happened. But
yeah,
I
didn't catch him in the stands either. And at one point, you know, the dad turns around and he hits the guy behind him and he's like, "That's my son. That's my son." I thought maybe that was him.
Yeah.
But looking into it further, it was actually the guy to his left. But he kind of did like a, you know, a wave and a wink.
Pretty cool,
you know,
though.
Yeah,
pretty
it is cool, you know, to be in the movie that's about you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. And I got one also that I read. It's that he actually sold his life story in order to fund the movie being made. So that's how they got the movie made, was him selling his story. So
another good fact that I found is that in real life, Dan Devine, the Green Bay coach that moved over, that took over at the end and almost didn't get Rudy a shot, was very supportive of Rudy and elected to put him in the game on his own. Because Devine considered Rudy a friend, he volunteered to play as a villain in order to get the film greenlit.
Wow. Interesting. I like that. I got another one here. It was actually shot at Notre Dame. The movie was actually filmed at the actual Notre Dame. That's a rare occasion, man. A lot of times they're on film sets and all that. This one was there in the right spot.
Yeah. And actually a lot of the priests and priestesses and students and things like that were actual priests and actual students from Notre Dame that were just asked to be pulled in the background so they could have filler.
I was assuming that actually, but I didn't know for sure. Let's see. What else? You got any other ones for us, buddy?
Just the one that I talked about earlier, that Rudy does not have a brother named Frank in real life. Mm. The character of Frank is all the people who told Rudy he couldn't do it rolled into one person. So.
Damn you, Frank. Damn you. Okay. So the success of the movie Rudy is it. The success of the movie and Rudy's inspiring story led to the creation of the Rudy Scholarship, awarded to students who exhibit determination and resilience. Now, it wasn't the story of Rudy. It was the movie of Rudy that actually, you know, was the reason this scholarship was made.
Yeah.
That just shows you the power in film and art. Oh,
100%, 100%. And, you know, without the story, you couldn't have the movie. So you could say in a way, but the movie really is what pulled at people to be like, oh, this Rudy was actually that man. You know, we gotta do something about this.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah, good stuff, man. A great movie. What keeps you coming back, Trey? What makes you want to keep watching Rudy?
Yeah, man, it's got to be the inspiration to never give up.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, anytime, especially now after rewatching it, anytime I feel like I've got a goal that I can't achieve, I'm going to watch Rudy and tell myself, stop being a bitch. You know what I mean? Like, you got to get out there and work harder. Have you done everything you possibly can?
WWRD.
No doubt.
What would Rudy do?
I tell you what he'd do. He'd keep going. He'd find more routes. He'd work harder. And he would never give up.
Rudy got his ass kicked, bro.
Several times, bro.
Yeah. He's like sitting in the tub. He's got a thing over his shoulder, a busted lip. He's just like, I'll see you next week there, bud. The medic on staff.
Yeah. And then I liked whenever, you know, like, there was one moment where they were running the drills and Rudy got just plowed and he like, like, all right, get back.
Oh, yeah.
Like, no, coach, I got it. I got it. And then he gets it. You know what I mean? And then the next time, you know, he literally gets looked like he got knocked out, you know, and picked up. And the coach is like, all right, Rudy, get the bench. He's like, no, coach, I'm good to go. I'm good to go. You know, I'm like, bro, you just went unconscious. What do you mean?
Yeah. No, I also like, you know, since we're talking about that, how like number 75, you know, he was coming, he hit him. And then the next time he kind of just went around him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And he's like grabbing him and he's like, bro, what are you doing, man? You know what I mean?
Yeah. He's like, you got to hit me. I'm Purdue and I'm Purdue's defensive end. You got to hit me like you're going to hit him. You know, and he got on his face or whatever. So then the next play he did.
He did that, bro. He did that. You know what, though? Isn't it your job, Rudy, to make sure he doesn't get around you either way?
Right.
Right. I was thinking that when it happened. I'm like, why did you just let him go around him like that?
Well, I mean, so Rudy's on defense. So if he goes around him and the quarterback is an open shot and Rudy's fast enough, then it was the better play. But if he thinks that dude's going out for a pass, then obviously he needs to stay on him. It kind of depends on how
it goes. I guess I'll give you that one, buddy. I'll give you that one. Good stuff, man. Now let's get to the flex score, man. Rate this movie, Trey. What do you got? 1 through 10.
So I've actually got two ratings here because I've got to split this up a little bit.
Okay.
As a football movie, I'm going to give Rudy a 6.5 out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
As an inspirational movie, Rudy is a 10 out of 10. I don't know if there's another movie that makes me want to work harder and never give up more than Rudy. I mean, on an inspirational level, if I want to be inspired, Rudy is a 10 out of 10, balls to the walls.
I like that. Yeah. I mean, it does a very good job of inspiring you to not be a bitch.
Yeah, no, it does. I'm watching it and I'm sitting on the edge of my couch and I'm just like, why would I ever quit on anything? Why, you know, I can literally do anything I set my mind to. I mean, look at this kid, you know, I mean, 5'10", 100 pounds, you know, and doing everything he wants because he kept working for it.
Yeah.
Not everything in life is just going to be given to you. A lot of stuff, you're going to have to work hard. And just because you work hard and it doesn't get given to you doesn't mean you can't achieve it.
You're 100% right. Anything worth doing, honestly, anything that you really, really want, you're going to have to fight for it, buddy. You're going to have to earn it.
And sometimes you're going to get hit. You're going to get knocked down, but you got to keep getting up, man.
Sometimes you're going to be in a tub with a busted lip and a sling on your shoulder. You know, you just got to walk it off, baby.
And you're like, man, I got class in 30 minutes.
Okay, so if I'm going for my score in this movie, I'm going to hit it with a solid 7, okay? Now, I'm giving it a little extra boost because I feel like had I watched Rudy in the 90s, I would have a little more love for the film, but this is the first time I watched it, so it was a little slower for our attention spans of the 2024 age. You know what I mean? Definitely. So, you know, there were times when I was like, come on, when's the football start? You know, when's this gonna get down, bro? It took an hour before we even like seen the players on the field, you know?
Right.
And that's how storytelling used to be. That's how it developed. It developed slow, and when it really hit. Now, that's why I gave it a 7 because, you know, I feel like had I watched it then, I would have more love for it than I do. But that being said, it was a great movie and an inspiring story, and I loved it.
No doubt.
So we got a little something for you here, buddy. We got somebody sent in. They knew we were doing the movie Rudy. They sent us in a little video of their rating. Check it out, our boy Cooper, Fortnite Gaming. Here we go.
Hey guys, today we'll be reviewing a movie called Rudy. Rudy is a football movie about this like little kid. No one believes in him. And like during the end of the movie, joins a team. I think in the NFL, it's a good movie, and my personal rate, I'll rate it a 10 out of 10.
Okay, you heard it. Thank you, Cooper, for sending that in. Giving Rudy a 10 out of 10.
Thank you, Rudy, for your rating, man. We're glad you got to watch with us and enjoy the show.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, man. Hey, he kind of looked like Rudy, didn't he?
Yeah, a little bit.
That's our heart. Yeah, I do. Hey, but great show, guys. Don't forget, if you are watching on YouTube or anywhere, hit the like button and subscribe to Fourth and Flicks. We are busting movies out in the off season, man. We're making things happen. We appreciate the love and support that you've all given us today. Anything else, Trey, before we go?
Just that whenever you feel like you're not going to get somewhere, make sure you ask yourself, have I done everything I possibly can? And until you have done that, don't give up.
Don't give up, baby. Don't give up. Thank you guys so much for watching. And we shall see thee on the next one.
Peace.
Let's go. I wake up to a little bit of drool on my pillow, feel like it's gonna be a bad day. Yeah, I'm tired of shit and the coffee ain't hit yet, damn ain't that great. I don't wanna go to work cause my boss is a jerk and I'm not even that paid. I need a change in my life cause I don't feel alive and there's nothing that makes me happy. Hold my beer for a minute. I'm about to quit my job, cash in for a ticket. I'm going on a trip and I don't plan to visit. I'm gonna stay there till I feel like I'm winning all. And this is just the beginning. I need a big change, help me feel like living. I need a big swing, home runs I'm hitting. And I'll never look back, moving on till I get it all.
Cut, print, that's a wrap.